Stockwell. It's Dale Williams sitting in for Jack Stockwell. Dr. Stockwell will be back on Monday. My in-studio guest is the chairman of Utah We Are Change, Clint Richardson. Good morning, Clint. Glad you're here.
Good morning. Thanks again.
And we'll have the mayor of Salt Lake County, Peter Caroon, and he'll visit with us for roughly 30 minutes, call it 27 minutes. We wanted to explore this whole business of the police service fee, that is the police fee that people get in certain parts of the valley. Usually, I think a homeowner, it's about $147 or something like that it was. We'll have the mayor tune us up on this if I get any of the details wrong. But I want to know, when we come back, who should I call? Anybody got an idea? Who should I call when I have a problem with the local police? You used to be able to call the sheriff. I don't think there is a sheriff anymore. We'll come back and talk about it.
AM 630, K-Talk. Preserving the American way for a new American tomorrow.
It seems to me that the sheriff's deputies now are, in fact, police officers, that under this system, if I read this correctly, they are not sheriff's deputies. Presently, we have Mayor Caroon, who's been good enough to join us. Let's light his line up. Good morning, Mayor. How are you this morning? I'm sorry, Mayor. Let's try that one more time. How's our connection this morning?
I can hear you fine. Things are doing well.
Well, wonderful. I'm so glad you're up and at 'em and willing to call in. And as I told your people, there'll be some challenging questions. And I give you credit for cowboying up and getting on K-Talk this morning.
Happy to do so.
Mayor, we've been talking about the Unified Police Department and this police service fee, which is probably a little bit old news for your department. My understanding is that the state legislature got involved and said that whole thing has got to come to an end, and that your people and yourself, you're ahead of that process and kind of setting that aside. Do I have that right?
That's correct. We've made the decision that by the end of this year we will eliminate the police fee. The question is then, how do we pay for police service? And do the citizens want us to cut back on service, or would they be willing to look at it as a part of a property tax?
My in-studio guest is Clint Richardson with Utah We Are Change, and Clint is a person who has studied the finances of the county as best a lay person can, and we have questions about, well, I guess the solvency and the wealth available, the finances available to the county, and I'm sure Clint has a question about or has a question for you regarding the question or the whole issue.
Sure.
of whether or not additional fees or additional taxes are really necessary.
Sure, and I can give you a little bit of background on that if you like.
Sure.
Salt Lake County is really two governments. We're a city government over the unincorporated areas, and so we plow the snow and pick up the trash and fix the street lights and do animal services as well. That's a sort of a municipal city service. And then we're also a county-wide government, and so we have two budgets. We have a city budget and a county-wide budget, and so we're really talking about the city budget, not the county-wide budget. So when we're talking about the city budget, we're talking about primarily public works, what I mentioned about the picking up the trash and plowing the snow and things like that. So that's the budget where we had the issue. And so the people in the unincorporated county, which is Magna, Mill Creek, Copperton, Kearns, the White City, and Emigration Canyon, and some of the other parts of that are in the unincorporated county, they pay separately for their municipal services, like people in a city pay for their pay to their city government for city services. And so back in 2007, we were doing pretty well, but from 2007 through 2010, our property taxes, sales tax receipts, rather, dropped about 30% in the unincorporated county. And so we were in a situation where we had to pay for these services with 30% drop in sales tax, and that was millions and millions of dollars. So otherwise, we hadn't raised overall property taxes in the unincorporated area for 10 years, and we still haven't. But we needed to figure out a way to pay for these police services. And we did create the Unified Police Department. It was unfortunate that the Unified Police Department was created at the same time we had the Great Recession, because the creation of the police department really had nothing to do with our financial issues. But we still had to pay for police services, and we were in a hole about $13 million. And when we created this police department, we couldn't increase property taxes there to the extent that we needed to pay for police services, because there was a state law saying that you can only raise a certain amount for police services, and it was less than what our budget was. So that's just a little bit of background, but I'm happy to answer any questions on.
Yeah, I actually, when you say you created the police department, you actually dissolved the sheriff's department and just made that into the police department. Do I have that correct?
Well, again, there's the sheriff's office still exists, and the sheriff still exists, but
the elected sheriff still exists, but he became CEO of the private corporation named UPD.
Correct, and just like I'm the mayor over the Salt Lake County, with the council as my board. The sheriff became the CEO of the Unified Police Department, with board members overseeing his actions.
I see. So I just wanted to ask you now, since the main reason, by the way, my name's Clint Richardson, and I thank you very much for coming on. The main reason, it sounds like, that this all happened was budgetary. In other words, you are claiming that you did not have the money to pay your police officers, and that you would have to cut some of the staffing off of your force if you did not charge this fee. Is that correct?
That's correct. I mean, we'd cut our public works on an average 25% when the recession hit. The sheriff's or the Unified Police Department budget went down about 7%. We didn't want to make more significant cuts.
In those
areas, and so we had a gap there of about $12-13 million.
It's interesting, because when I actually pull up the actual real budget of the city, which is the comprehensive annual financial report. Are you familiar with that report?
Yes.
All right, this is the basic accounting structure of government, where it shows all investments and everything else, all the funds. And I show that it states that property taxes increased 5.8 million or 3.1% compared to 2008, and this was as of December 31st, 2009.
Just for the unincorporated area, or you're talking about county-wide?
Well, that was everything.
So we have a county-wide budget as well. So you may be looking at the entire budget.
No, this is actually the county, the full county report. Doesn't matter if it's incorporated or unincorporated. It is the county.
Sure. And again, I'll say that Salt Lake County hasn't raised property taxes for 10 years, except for judgment levies. So when the county gets sued, we get judgments against us, and so. There's a
risk management fund for that too, where you take all kinds of taxpayer money and put it into that fund, invest it, and that's where those risks come from. Correct?
And that's correct. And that's where that's where we put that money.
And there's quite a bit of money in that fund as well. But let's talk about another fund
Let me finish. And then there's voter approved initiatives. So if there's a voter initiative on the ballot that they vote for, then that's a property tax increase. So those are the two areas.
Right. So let's talk about some other funds. It says on the report, it actually says, and remember, this is December 31st, 2009. It says, as of December 31st, 2009, aggregated fund balances of all governmental funds were $270.5 million, which is a $27.8 million increase over the prior year. And it says approximately 57.3%, or $154.9 million of those aggregated fund balances, are unrestricted and undesignated. And it also says, which comes to you and the council, it says this balance, which is available for appropriation by the county council at its discretion. So $154.9 million could have been used at the county's discretion. Can you comment on that?
Sure. Salt Lake County is required to have a certain fund balance, you know, anywhere between roughly 10 to 20% of our budget is required to be held in reserve in case of disasters or whatever else might happen, just to make sure that we're in fiscally good shape. And Salt Lake County is one of only roughly 30 counties nationwide out of the 3,000 nationwide that has a AAA bond rating. And one of the reasons is because we are in good financial condition and we have fund balances.
Mayor, I'll ask you to carry on. Just take a pause, if you would, for a moment. We have hard breaks we have to deal with. A little advertising keeps us here. Mayor Peter Caroon, Salt Lake County Mayor, with us this morning for another 15 or 20 minutes.
AM 630, K-Talk. Spreading the truth from Salt Lake City to all of America on k-talk.com.
Hello, it's me.
All right, we're back on K-Talk with our county mayor, Mr. Caroon, and we're very pleased to have our good mayor. It's a very brave thing for him to come on and talk about these things. I just wanted to add to what you were saying, and then we'll give you the floor. Now, I understand that there is a minimum reserve balance that are supposed to be in these funds. And again, these are not funds that are reported on the budget report that go to the people of the county. This is just something that you guys have extra. And it's, you know, it's designated for such things as golf course care and water services and stuff like that. But the problem you see is, and why I'm asking you that, what I'm asking you is that you gave only two choices. You could either lay off some police officers or charge a fee. Mm-hmm. But my question is, in the end of 2000, that these fund balances totaled over $20 million for the general fund and almost $80 million. For all other governmental funds. Then in 2005, the fund balances totaled $47.5 million for the general fund and almost $179 million for all other funds. Now, at the end of fiscal 2009, a day before you announced the unification of the police, totaled over, let's see, it looks like almost $300 million in these funds. And it states that unreserved, meaning it's not appropriated or apportioned for anything, could have been used at the county's discretion, was $190 million. Why was this not used instead of charging a direct tax and leaning that tax on the property tax, where you could actually take people's homes if they don't pay it?
The reason, again, is that we have to have a certain amount of reserves in account. And the monies you're talking about are all the funds in Salt Lake County. So I talked earlier about how we're a city government and a countywide government as well. So the fund reserves you're talking about is all the countywide and city services. That includes, you know, parks and recreation centers, Bravenal Hall, the Salt Palace, Clark Planetarium, you know, 100 different parks, as I mentioned. We have mental health and substance abuse. We run the health department. So these fund balances cover all these different funds. And Salt Lake County as a whole, our overall budget is about $650 million. So that's the entire countywide fund. So, and then when we budget, we actually budget, you know, we don't budget for 1 year. We look two, 3 years out. So when we're looking at those fund balances, actually, you know, they end up getting depleted over a certain amount of time.
And well, I think we just saw that those funds are not getting depleted. They're, in fact, growing quite significantly over the years. In fact, they've more than tripled, it looks like, over just 10 years. So how is it what are the minimums of these accounts? Because apparently, if you had $20 million in the fund and $80 million in the other funds in 2000, and now it's up to $235 million in the funds and $36 million in the funds, what is the minimum balance? I'm confused.
Well, the minimum balance, again, should be anywhere between 10 and 20% of your budget. And, again, the funds you were talking about were countywide funds. Actually, in our unified police department for the unincorporated area, our fund balance now, I think, is $4,000. So there isn't one. So that's another issue that we'll we'll have to deal with over time, is trying to build up that fund balance.
Well, what happened to the taxes that were being paid for the sheriff's department? Where did those go?
There's two sources of fund. One is property tax and one is sales tax, and so those are going to pay the for the unincorporated area to the Unified Police Department.
So really nothing's changed? Is that true? Nothing's changed as far as taxes? You're getting the same amount of taxes as before?
We're getting the same amount of property tax because that's fairly stable. Sales tax dropped 30%, so we replaced the lost sales tax with this police fee to help pay for police services. Although again, our police budget went down 7%, so there was some cuts there. So people, instead of paying with sales tax, are paying with the police fee, and now the police fee is going to go away. So we don't control sales tax, so we either have to cut services or pay with property tax. It's a little bit confusing, but you know, the budgets are down overall. We're not spending more money on these services. We've tried to be more efficient. Can we be more efficient? Yes, of course. And we're gonna have public meetings. We have open houses scheduled in June. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 open houses. I'm looking at a sheet here throughout the unincorporated county. So we're going to come to the residents and try to explain a little bit about how police services are paid for and ask them, what do you want to do? Do you want to cut services? Do you want to pay for it through property taxes or a different way?
Well, again, I'm not sure why we're not shifting the funds that are just sitting there, not being used. They're unapportioned. They're up to the county's discretion. And also, again, property taxes increased $5.8 million. Where do you get the figure that they decreased? Also, government-wide expenses overall were $31.6 million less than the prior year, a 5.5 decrease. And this is right out of your own budget report. Public works expenses decreased approximately $5.0 million. And interest on long-term debt decreased $2.3 million. Also, we have $150 million of defeased bonds. I mean, I can go through this report and find probably billions of dollars. Perhaps the most important one that I found, though, which really speaks to what's going on here, on page 52 of the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, we see the Salt Lake County has some money socked away in what's called the Utah Public Treasures Investment Fund, which is a sort of a fund that every single city and county invests in, and the state treasurer holds that fund. And it says right here that the county, as of December 31st, 2009, held $303 million. $303,803,000 in that fund. And what that fund says, as described in the CAFR, is that it is a voluntary external local government investment pool managed by the Utah State Treasurer to improve investment efficiency and yield. These monies are invested in securities permitted by the Utah Money Management Act, so it's lawful, and contain, very important, they contain no withdrawal restrictions other than timely notice of intent to withdraw an amount greater than $2 million. Why does Salt Lake County have $303 million in a state treasurer's investment fund while people are not getting their potholes filled, while people are not getting, my street looks like a weed garden right now, our police fee? Why is this money not being withdrawn with no withdrawal restrictions and used for such things as what we're talking about today?
Well, that is the money that is coming in and out of our government. So when people pay tax, property taxes, we collect it, we put it in these funds and earn money on it. So it's not just sitting there not making any money while we're bringing it in and paying it out. So, you know, we have a lot of money that comes in and out of the county government. So this is essentially our bank account.
Well, this is actually not your bank account. This is a fund that has been growing ever larger over the years. And I really doubt that the taxpayers would appreciate the fact that their taxes are being raised while the government is actually hoarding this money and making essentially a profit off of this money, a gain on investments. By the way, this money is not insured. It is completely at risk. So are you sure that the taxpayers are really supportive of this act?
Oh, they're very safe securities, and you know, the state is. If you believe in our state government, which hopefully people do, that they invest money in responsible securities, then you know.
Well, wait a minute. You say it's safe, but the investment report here, the CAFR, states that investment activity of the state treasurer and the management of the PTIF is reviewed monthly by the council and is audited by the Utah State Treasurer.
Correct.
And then it says monies invested in the fund are not insured and are subject to the same market risks as any similar investment in money market funds. How is that safe?
Well, money market funds are traditionally considered fairly safe investments. They're not getting a whole lot of return these days, probably, you know, less than 1% or less. So, you know, they're invested in treasuries and other investments. And granted, you're absolutely correct. In these volatile days, the safe investment is a word that definitely, you know, we all wonder whether they really are safe.
Well, here's the real trick, because then it says in the same, description for this state treasurer's investment fund, this is what really kind of peeves me, is that government and agency securities include in this fund include long-term loans issued by the agency for international development, not Utah development, but international development, which are registered and fully guaranteed by the federal government. How is it? Do you think the taxpayers are getting a return on their tax dollars? It's great that you are with your funds, but are taxpayers getting a return on their tax if all of their money is being put in their funds? We've covered almost $600 million at this point that could have been used to pay this fee.
So are taxpayers getting money? Yes, absolutely. That's if we're making interest on the money that sits in the banks, and that helps reduce the taxes that we have to collect to pay for.
But you raised. You not only raised taxes, you created a completely unconstitutional direct tax against the unincorporated areas, forcing them to have police protection. It's kind of gangland style, if you ask me.
I'm a citizen too, so I pay taxes too. So I'm not going to be out there wanting to pay any more taxes than I have to, and if I'm raising them on somebody else, I'm raising them on myself. I want a good quality of life. I'm a person who's willing to pay taxes for parks and roads and police service, but as a taxpayer, I also don't want to pay more than I have to. And as mayor of the county, you know, if I'm doing it to other people, I'm doing it to myself. And so I also want to make sure that we're running a tight budget. But I look 3-4 years out to make sure that the funds we have available are going to be there for 5 years, so I'm not collecting money today only to have nothing for tomorrow.
Mayor, you're talking about this $13 million shortfall in the sales tax receipts, 30% or whatever. I mean, I'm just a lay person. I'm just an average guy down here listening to this conversation, but it seems to me you could have shifted money out of that $300 million fund, which is entirely at your discretion, at the county government's discretion, and what happens with that. You could have shifted and had $287 million in it and left the $150 fee, you know, which has created a lot of political baggage. I would have thought, you know, that you would have done that, at least if for no other reason, to keep the political drag down and limited.
Well, that's not exactly correct. While they're unrestricted funds, that doesn't mean we can use them for anything, and doesn't mean we can take money from our countywide expenditures and put them towards our city expenditures in the unincorporated area. So,
well,
who decides the disposition of that fund then?
There's laws based on state law on how we spend that money. And our treasurer, who's separately elected, he's the safeguarder of those funds, and you know, he's the one who looks at the money that comes in and the money that goes out, and you know, makes sure that we have enough money to pay our bills on a regular basis. So we're not sitting here hoarding money. We're not asking the taxpayers to pay for money that they don't need to pay, but we do look 5 years out and make sure that we're going to be in good condition for 5 years. And we're not going to say, okay, we're going to give you a tax break today to give you a tax increase tomorrow. We try to we try to do it over a long-term period. But when that recession hit, we found ourselves in a hole in our municipal budget,
okay,
our city budget.
You know, sir, I'm sorry, but this would be like me saying, man, my checking account balance is only $10, and I've got $10,000 of bills to pay, while having a savings account that has $2 million in it, and me telling my partners in my business that, oh, I'm sorry, I can't pay the bill because I don't have that money in my checking account, only in my savings. That doesn't make sense, and I don't think that makes sense to anybody that's listening right now.
Well, let's say you had $10,000 in bills. Under state law, if you have to have 10% of your bills in a reserve, that would be $1,000, So that $1,000 you can't touch to pay your bills. So you need really $11,000 in order to pay your $10,000.
Mayor, there's our break. I hope you'll come back and visit with us again.
Well, we appreciate you having me on, and it's a complicated issue, okay, but I can tell you we're scrubbing the numbers and scrubbing our budget.
All right, sir.
Trying to be as good as we can with our budget.
Thanks for visiting today.
Thanks for having me.